This is WCAI. I'm Steve Junker. In the night sky, there is an object visible that is not a star or comet or planet. It's a man-made orbiting body, and with us to talk about it and how we can see it is Dr. Michael West of the Mariah Mitchell Observatory. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Steve. How are you doing?
So tell us, what is this man-made thing in space that we can see without even binoculars?
It's the International Space Station. It passes over the Cape and Islands quite frequently. It's the largest man-made object that's orbiting the Earth, and you can easily see it with the naked eye on a clear night when it passes over.
And what does it look like to us when we look up?
It looks like a bright star, but it's moving across the sky at a high speed. It doesn't blink like an airplane light, so that's how you can tell it's apart. But it's just a bright star that takes usually 2, 3, 4 minutes to pass across the sky. But it's quite bright.
Tell us a little bit about the space station itself. How high up is it, and what's it doing there?
Well, the space station orbits the Earth several times a day. It's orbiting about 250 miles overhead. There's 6 astronauts on board continuously since the year 2000. Not the same astronauts, of course. But you're watching 6 astronauts as they travel overhead at speeds of 17,000 miles an hour. So they go around the Earth about 15 orbits a day, and from time to time they pass over the Cape and Islands, and that's what you're seeing. What you're seeing is actually the sunlight reflecting off the outside of the International Space Station, and that's what gives that bright glow. In fact, often when we see it here in Nantucket or from anywhere, you can actually watch it slowly disappear into the Earth's shadow as it goes around. You're only seeing it when it's reflecting sunlight back at the Earth.
So it's orbiting around the Earth about 15 times a day. How do we know when to look up to see it and where to look?
That's a good question. NASA knows where it is at any moment, of course. And so NASA's got a really wonderful website called Spot the Station. If you just Google it, you'll find it. And it tells you where and when you can see the International Space Station from your town. In fact, you can sign up to get automatic emails or text message alerts whenever the International Space Station is going to pass over your town. It tells you what time it's going to arrive, how long it will be visible, how high up in the sky it will be, and what direction it will travel, say from north to south or, you know, east to west, whatever. It makes it super easy. So, for example, I get emails every time the International Space Station is going to pass over Nantucket. I go out and look for it.
It turns out that this is not the only man-made orbiting body that we can see, right?
No, not at all. There's over 1,000 man-made satellites orbit the Earth, and many of those are visible on a clear night. We see them all the time here in Nantucket. As you watch again, you'll see what looks like a star moving slowly across the sky. These will be fainter than the space station, but they don't blink like an airplane. And there's websites, one called Heavens Above, for example, that tells you which ones will be passing over your location on any given night. But, you know, sometimes when we have public stargazing out on Nantucket, I'll be outside for an hour or two, and on a good night, I'll see a dozen of these satellites passing overhead.
Now, if we want to go out and look for the International Space Station, when can we see it?
Well, now's actually a really great time, Steve, because it's visible every night for the next 2 weeks over the Cape and Islands. Tonight, Tuesday, is only visible for less than a minute. But tomorrow night, about 6:30, it's visible for 2 minutes. Thursday night is visible for 4 minutes. So if you go to the NASA website again, it tells you where and when you'll be able to see it. But it's visible every night for the next 2 weeks. So it's a really good time to go look for it.
We'll have links for all of these websites on our website, capeandislands.org. Dr. Michael West of the Mariah Mitchell Observatory, thank you for speaking with us.
Thanks very much, Steve. My pleasure.